This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Saudi oil producers have offered to pump all the oil they can, according to today's Wall Street Journal. The paper reports OPEC officials are worried the cost of oil may hurt the world economy. But as the price of crude continues to rise, it's now around $56 a barrel, the oil companies are making big profits. Here's Day to Day's Mike Pesca on the fortunes, and that is the proper term, of the biggest U.S. oil company, ExxonMobil.
The Fortune 500, out officially in 4 days, will reveal yet again that Walmart is the biggest company in America. They take in the most money, but they don't get to keep the most. That distinction belongs to ExxonMobil. With revenues of over $270 billion and profits of over $20 billion, the Irving, Texas-based oil company is gushing cash. Oil expert Robert Weiner, professor of international business at George Washington University, says that Exxon doesn't take the most oil out of the ground. It just does the most with the oil in its refineries.
Oil demand in the U.S. continues to go up, and so there's got to be, refining's got to be a good business because you don't have any more supply. Demand continues to go up, and so refining has been a very profitable business pretty much for all companies in the refining business in the U.S. for the last couple of years.
Weiner says it's so hard to get a new refinery built that if you already own one, you're in luck. Exxon owns many. BP, not a U.S. company, has a bit higher revenue than Exxon, but makes much less profit. The state-owned oil companies in places like Saudi Arabia extract much more oil out of the ground than Exxon, but it's refining that makes Exxon so profitable recently.
They could produce 6.3 million barrels a day of refined products, whereas BP was number three and produced 3.4 million. So Exxon was almost twice what BP was in terms of refined products. And refined products have been very profitable. They happen to be in the part of the business that's making a lot of money.
How much money? If Exxon's revenue were a country, it would have the 17th highest gross domestic product in the world. More than China. More than another oily entity, Saudi Arabia. Exxon's CEO is Lee Raymond, and the fact that you probably didn't know the name Lee Raymond tells you something about Exxon's corporate culture. It's pretty low-key. Sudeep Reddy, who covers Exxon for the Dallas Morning News, says that their execs think that if they run a profitable company, they don't need to jump through the same hoops as other Fortune 500 companies. Here's an example.
When Exxon releases its quarterly profits, they put their vice president of investor relations on the quarterly calls. Most companies will put their chief executive or at least their chief financial officer out there.
Reddy says Exxon knows its business has big swings, so they keep a close eye on financial efficiency. It outperforms most of the S&P 500 when it comes to the key measure of return on capital employed. So when you're efficient, huge, and in the right business, profitability can be staggering. And with oil prices peaking near $60 a barrel, experts say ExxonMobil's next quarterly report may very well be the richest yet. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.